Welcome to the Fantasy Football Coaches Podcast. We're here in Houston, Texas at Fountain Studios. What are we talking about today, Coach Dillon?
Well, today we're going to talk about the news and notes from preseason week two, all the fantasy stars that are blooming out of training camp and is really showing in the preseason games. And also we're going to talk about our top 20 quarterbacks in this year's draft.
All right, well, let's start off the first thing that we noticed yesterday, Brandon Cooks. 7 catches, 144 yards, and a touchdown, and a carry for, I think, 7 yards, actually.
Yeah.
So, what did you think?
He's looking like a stud. He's looking like a – right now, he's looking like a top-10 receiver. I know it's preseason, and it's too early to say that, but, I mean, he's making it look easy out there, just like he did last year in the regular season before he got hurt. I mean, he was a top-15 wideout before he got hurt. And so I really think he's going to be that number one target. Jimmy Graham's gone. So, I mean, he's going to rack up the targets by Drew Brees, and he's going to rack up a lot of yards this season.
Yeah, Jimmy Graham took a lot of targets with him when he left. Cooks was his favorite guy before he got injured, and it looks like he's going to have a good year. Let's move on to Bridgewater, 10 for 14, 89 yards and a touchdown. He's looking solid. A high completion percentage. What's your thoughts?
Oh, yeah. His completion percentage is through the roof so far through 3 games in the preseason. I mean, it's at like 80%. It's absurd. But, I mean, at the same time, he hasn't even had AP rushing back there yet. And so just wait till the regular season whenever he has AP back there. They're gonna be able to stack the box. He's going to be able to throw it better. And so I really like Bridgewater. I wanted to see this kind of performance from him through the preseason, and I have so far, and so he's moving up on our boards for sure.
Yeah, do you find yourself picking Bridgewater in some mocks? You can skip QB and wait till late, or is he just a backup QB, or is he only good in 2 QB systems? Where are you picking Bridgewater at in your leagues?
I still see him as a quarterback number 2. I'm still picking him, you know, late rounds as a backup. He's not yet a starter for me. But if he keeps playing like he is, and maybe throughout the first few weeks of the season, if he keeps this pace, he'll turn into a QB1.
Yeah, if I'm waiting for a QB later on, I'll get an Eli Manning or I'll get a Jay Cutler. I'll go ahead and grab Bridgewater with the last couple rounds, and maybe he can do really, really well and become my number one QB. Let's move on to Latavius Murray. He gets a touchdown here, 4 carries, 20 yards. He's looking solid right now.
He is. He's looking pretty solid there in Oakland. It's really hard for people to look solid in Oakland, but him and another name, Amari Cooper, they're both looking real solid. I think Cooper led the team in receiving yards with 40 yards on 1 catch, and he just made it look easy. He dusted right by the cornerback, and Murray's also, he's putting in some decent-looking runs. Maybe Oakland will have some fantasy relevance this season.
Yeah, no concerns with Murray. He's looking good. I think he's around 15th, 13th running back going off boards right now. Let's go to the Denver game, Denver-Houston. What I took out of this was Owen Daniels was targeted a lot. 4 catches, 25 yards.
I bet you like that.
Yep, he was one of my sleepers, I said last week's episode. So I think he's going to get a lot of targets.
That pizza is still going to be mine. But, it did show that he is going to be targeted in that offense. But at the same time, I look at it every week. I don't think so. He's going to have a few games where he's targeted a lot. But until I see more consistency from him and targeting in the passing game, then I'm staying away from him still.
Let's go back to that Saints game. We didn't talk about Drew Brees. Most people have him coming off the boards around 5th or 6th QB. He had 2 touchdowns yesterday. He's looking really solid, back to his old form. Do we have Drew Brees too far down our rankings?
I don't think so. I think he's exactly where he needs to be on our rankings, and the listeners will find out where that is in a little bit. But, yeah, he's looking very solid, but he always does. I mean, it's Drew Brees. It's just like Brady. You can get rid of his weapons, and he'll make new weapons. So there's only 3 quarterbacks in the league that can do that, Brees, Manning, and Brady. And they've done it their whole career. So I'm not worried about Brees. He's still going to put up numbers. Yes, people talk about his numbers have decreased year in and year out throughout the past like 4 seasons, but I don't see that happening. I see him actually improving his numbers from last season, and so I'm very excited about Drew Brees this season.
Okay. Who would you take, Drew Brees or Russell Wilson? 6-point touchdown passes.
6-point, I would take Drew Brees.
Yeah, okay, me too. Okay, what about Garoppolo here? 28 for 33, 269 yards, a touchdown and a pick.
I mean, even a blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then. This was his first good preseason game, his first good game in general. We didn't see much from him last year, and he still ended up throwing an interception this game. So I'm still not a big fan of old Jimmy G. So I really can't wait till Brady's back to put him into the lineup.
That's a good completion percentage, but you got to remember, he's playing New Orleans Saints' second 13 defenses. So I wouldn't take too much from this. I don't have too much faith in him. But all I'm worried about is, can he get the ball to Gronk? And I think he can actually do that. So, I mean, he's not an easy target to miss. So
yeah, okay. Let's go around and talk about a few quarterback battle competitions in this offseason so far with Buffalo and Houston. Buffalo, I really feel Tyrod Taylor's going to take that quarterback competition. He's looking good. And, I mean, he did decent lap in this preseason game against Cleveland without Sammy Watkins, without Robert Woods, without Percy Harvin, without LeSean McCoy, and he still moved the chain. So look for him to win that competition. I don't believe Castle will beat him. Taylor has too much upside, and that will make him a quarterback too in leagues because of all the weapons he has around him and his rushing ability. So I'll definitely take a flyer pick on him in the last few rounds. But let's go to the Houston quarterback competition. This one's still, I have no idea who's going to win it out of Hoyer and Mallett. If I had to choose today, I'd pick Hoyer just because Mallett didn't show anything with the first team this week, and Hoyer showed something with the first team last week. He was able to drive them down and score. So right now I'm going to give the edge up to Hoyer, but neither one of them's fantasy relevant for me at this point right now.
Yeah, I'm not touching either one of those guys in any leagues. Not even two QB leagues. I'd rather look somewhere else. But I think Hoyer's going to be the guy coming out of there. He's getting all the first-team reps. So I'm looking for Hoyer to win that. But still not touching him.
Yeah, for sure. And the last two things we need to hit on with these preseason games is Ryan Tannehill looked good. He looked real good. He ended up in three drives. He drove Miami down the field twice for scores. For touchdowns, and throughout the whole preseason, he's only incompleted like 6 passes and has 4 touchdowns and no interceptions. So he's looking really good.
Even had a run in there for 11 yards.
Yeah. And I mean, his scrambling ability last year got him a few extra points. We got to remember, this was the 8th top scorer in fantasy football last season. The 8th. And all he did was upgrade at weapons this season. So look for a good season out of Tannehill. And also, that Philly offense looked good.
Oh, yeah.
Mark Sanchez moved the ball. Sam Bradford moved the ball to a touchdown the one drive he was in. And
two drives. He drove down the field on both.
Okay, yeah. And also, the good thing is we weren't concerned about his injury risk because Terrell Suggs lit him up right in the knee, and he got up and kept playing. So that's a good sign for fantasy owners. You want to see him get up and keep playing and not re-injure that knee of his. And so Philly moved the ball with ease. DeMarco Murray, Ryan Matthews, they both scored touchdowns. It looks like it's going to be a pretty good timeshare between them two and Darren Sproles. Murray's going to get the more carries, but the more I look at it, the more that backfield is going to even out with carries. Look for Murray to probably get about 225 carries, and then Matthews to get about 125, and Sproles to get about probably just like 20 or 30.
Yep, Murray got his touchdown in this game, and the only thing I'm worried about if I'm a Murray owner is don't play the guy anymore in the preseason. We know what he has. Let's not let this guy get hurt. Leave Murray alone. Well, Justin Forsett, 5 carries, 29 yards, had a 14-yard run. He's looking pretty good, so not much to take out of this game. The running backs are looking good, and the Eagles' offense is rolling.
Yep, couldn't agree more. Now, that's all the news and notes we have.
Yeah, go ahead.
For the preseason week 2. So now we're going to move on to our quarterback rankings, the things that y'all have been waiting for, who to pick in your draft at the best position in football. So here we go with quarterbacks and where to pick them in your draft this season. Also, if you have any questions about this podcast or anything, you can email us at fantasyfootballcoaches@yahoo.com. Once again, that's fantasyfootballcoaches@yahoo.com. Or send us out a tweet. We have a Twitter account. It's @_fantasycoaches. So _fantasycoaches. And so let's go on with the top tier in our quarterback rankings, our consensus rankings. Who do you have as a top tier?
Who do we have?
Who do we have?
Okay, so our rankings have the top tier. We have Aaron Rodgers at number one, Andrew Luck at number two. Any debate there? It's really 1A and 1B. I mean, you can't go wrong either way. They're both going in round two on average. What do you think?
I think if your league penalizes interceptions thrown, then Aaron Rodgers has to have the leg up right here. He rarely throws over 10 interceptions, and Luck has yet to throw under 10 interceptions. So Luck makes more mistakes, but Rodgers has been a number one or number two fantasy quarterback for the last 6 years, aside from the 1 year he was hurt. So Rodgers is definitely more consistent out of the two, and so I'm keeping Rodgers at number one. And Luck is going to be number two with the upside of breaking huge fantasy records this season. He has the upside, and that's why you see him going number one overall, I believe, a lot of the times, is because people want that upside. Mm-hmm. You know what you're going to get from Rodgers. He's going to be number one or number two, but Luck has that upside to put up Peyton Manning-like numbers 2 seasons ago. What do you think?
Hey, I totally agree with everything you just said. What about, though, in those 4 touchdown points, passing touchdowns? Are you gonna take Luck there? Because Luck runs 4 more touchdowns than Rodgers on average.
That is true. With that one, I'm still gonna lean towards Rodgers personally, because like I said, he's more consistent. So you know he's gonna get those touchdowns and you know he's gonna get those yards. Now, that's just me. That's why we have Rodgers at 1 and Luck at 2. But like we said, it's really 1A and 1B. But yeah, with the 4-point touchdowns, I'm still going with Rodgers.
Okay, well, let's go on to our second tier. All right, we have some big names in here. We have Peyton Manning, Big Ben, Drew Brees, Russell Wilson, and then Matt Ryan. Now, when I first look at this, I kind of want to push Matt Ryan out of that tier. But then you see what Julio Jones is doing this year and how they're connecting. And I mean, you assume he's going to be healthy all year. So I guess that's why we have Matt Ryan in this tier, yes?
That and the new offense, the Kyle Shanahan's offense that he's in, yes, Julio is going to be a stud, but also Kyle Shanahan did wonders with RG3 his rookie season, so we really see Matt Ryan, who's a much better passer, really put up some good numbers in that offense. I mean, he's been a top 8, top 7 quarterback every year, and so we see him, we have him this year at number 7, and we actually agreed on Manning through Ryan. Every single one, we had the same rankings between me and Coach Skiles. And so we see Ryan putting up top 7 numbers again this season and being in that tier with people like Russell Wilson and Drew Brees.
All right, talk to the fans about Russell Wilson here. A lot of leagues, he's going number 3 ahead of Peyton Manning. And right here we have him at 6. What do you think about Russell Wilson?
Oh, yeah, with Russell Wilson, I would not draft him number 3, even though he went 3rd overall in quarterback rankings last year. He finished 3rd. I'm still not a fan of him, because who knows if he can duplicate those rushing numbers. I mean, he put up like 700, 800 rushing yards and like 6 rushing touchdowns. Who knows if he can duplicate that? And so that's why he's dropping to number 6.
Even with the addition of Jimmy Graham.
Even with the addition, because so far I haven't really seen anything from him in the preseason. Nothing that has made me want to jump up and be like, okay, yeah, Russell Wilson's the man. He's going number 3. For sure, lock it down. I haven't seen that. All I've seen is struggles by Russell Wilson this whole preseason. And so I'm not a big fan of him. I would take Peyton Manning, Big Ben, and Drew Brees over him.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's why it's not so much that Wilson's terrible that he fell to number 6. It's just the 3 guys ahead of him I really, really like.
But what if your league is 4 points per passing touchdown? Where does that put Russell Wilson at now? But what if your league is 4 points per passing touchdown? Is that going to bump Russell Wilson up, in your opinion?
Yeah, it bumps him up. just because he does get more rushing touchdowns than the people ahead of him, Drew Brees, Big Ben, and Peyton Manning. So he may move up one spot, maybe two, depending on if he can get six or more rushing touchdowns again this season. But I'm still going to stay with the three ahead of him, but he does get a little bit more value.
I totally agree. I don't think I would put him above Peyton or Big Ben. I might put him in front of Drew Brees in a 4 point per passing touchdown. Okay, let's move on to our next tier. Okay, there's going to be four guys in here. It's Tony Romo, Eli Manning, Ryan Tannehill, and Cam Newton, who has dropped a lot since Kelvin Benjamin got hurt in our rankings.
Yeah, he's definitely dropped quite a few spots after that because Newton has been a consistent scoring quarterback for pretty much his entire career up to last season. And the number one target he had went down. So I'm not a fan of Cam Newton this year. The coaches say that they're going to keep him running, but I really don't see that. He's coming off an injury that affected his running, two injuries, and he's going to be less likely to run. He may still get those goal line touchdown quarterback sneaks, but he's not going to get as many rushing yards as he's used to.
Yeah, in a 4 point per passing touchdown, I would have Cam Newton on top of this tier, but if it's 6 points per passing touchdown, Cam Newton's going to be at the bottom.
I want to go over someone who I really like two of the quarterbacks in this tier. I love Eli Manning and Ryan Tannehill. I feel they both have top seven potential and can be in that tier with Matt Ryan in them because Tannehill, I mean, he finished number eight at quarterbacks last year. And so he's there. He's on that cusp. And now he has the best weapons of his life. Eli Manning also has the best weapons of his life. So I really love the atmospheres for both of those quarterbacks. They have weapons to succeed. And so I'm very excited to see what they do in fantasy this year.
Okay. Well, before we go any further, let's talk about your QB draft strategy. Do you find yourself getting Aaron Rodgers and Andrew Luck in the second round a lot? Or are you waiting for those Phillip Rivers, Tom Brady's, Jay Cutler's, and Carson Palmer's in the later rounds? What are you doing?
Well, I see myself, if they're mid-second round and Rodgers or Luck is there, I'm going to pick them up. I mean, mid-second round, you cannot let that talent pass you because they are a step ahead most quarterbacks in this league. So I'm picking them up in the mid-second round, even maybe early second round if you have a wraparound pick. Get a stud running back or stud wideout and then match it with Rodgers or Luck. You can't go wrong there. And so early second round to mid second round, if Rodgers and Luck is there, snatch them up. I would stay away from them in the first round unless it's a 14-team league and you're picked 12, 13, or 14. Then I would pick them in the first round.
Okay, yeah. So what I've been doing in the second round, if all the top receivers are gone and I have a choice between C.J. Anderson, Justin Forsett, Mark Ingram, let's say McCoy's gone, Lamar Miller, I'm going to take. If Rodgers is there, if Peyton is there, if Luck is there, I'm taking them for sure.
Yep.
Because they're for sure things. No matter what, you know those QBs are going to put up the numbers. You know, they might get an injury more, but, you know, that's kind of rare. Those running backs, they're a little iffy for me. So I'm going with the top talent in that spot at the end of the second round or early third. And I'll take a QB in the early rounds, especially if it's 6 points per passing touchdowns. If it's four, I'll probably go with the running back.
Yeah, because also at the same time, you can get a star running back and receiver in the first and second round, come back in the third, late third, and you still will have people there such as Drew Brees and Big Ben. And I'm fine with having two or three star running back and receivers and then picking Big Ben or Drew Brees as my quarterback.
Oh, yeah, it's no problem at all. But also, I don't mind at all waiting for some of these QBs later on, which we'll go over our next tier. And I'm not afraid of picking any of them.
Yeah, me neither. Stringing quarterbacks is, I do not have a problem with that because you can wait until the 10th round or even like 7th or 8th round and get someone like Romo or Tannehill who could potentially put up top 7 quarterback, who could put up numbers such as Drew Brees or Big Ben this season. So I don't have a problem waiting at all for a quarterback. I'm just saying if Luck or Rodgers is there in the mid-second round, pick them up.
Yeah, in this tier, I'm finding myself, when I'm waiting on quarterback, getting two quarterbacks from this tier, we have Matthew Stafford, Phillip Rivers, Tom Brady, Jay Cutler, Carson Palmer, and then Sam Bradford in that order. So what I'm finding myself doing a lot is getting Stafford or Brady and getting Bradford as my second QB.
Yeah, definitely. Going two quarterbacks from this tier, there's nothing wrong with that because you can get them so late, and one of them's bound to go off for you this season. I mean, last year, Tony Romo had an abysmal first 8 weeks, and Phillip Rivers had an amazing first 8 weeks. So if you have something like that, you can play Rivers for the first half of the season, and then in the second half of the season, Romo ended up going off and was like the number four quarterback in the league. And so stringing quarterbacks, having two solid quarterbacks instead of a top-tier guy, I'm perfectly fine with that strategy. I think it works really well if you nail your running backs and receiver picks.
Yeah, if you have a deeper bench, playing the two quarterback system is great. You can play the matchups, who's playing easier defense, and plug them in. So I'm finding myself, winning leagues each way, drafting a QB early or getting a two QB. I've won leagues both ways, so there's no right or wrong way. It's just what you prefer and what's there when it's your turn to pick.
Yeah, and so, I mean, like, me and Coach Skiles, we both love Sam Bradford this year if he can stay healthy. We'll definitely feel he'll outplay this position of number 17 for us if he can stay healthy. He'll jump over people such as Carson Palmer and Jay Cutler and probably even Phillip Rivers, but also keep an eye on Carson Palmer. He is looking good in the preseason, and he looked good last season before he got hurt. He has weapons. He has a high-flying offense. Keep an eye on Carson Palmer. He could surprise you this year.
And I still think Tom Brady is going to be really good this year. I really think he's going to be playing with anger, playing with emotion for what's going on with this whole Deflategate thing going on here. So I think Tom Brady, once he gets out of the suspension, or he may not even have a suspension, he's going to be passing the ball a lot and getting lots of touchdowns, definitely in the 30s for sure. And let's go on to our last and final
tier. Or we actually have two tiers, and we're going 24 quarterbacks instead of 20. Okay. So for those leagues with a two-quarterback league, we're going to go over pretty much everyone's starters. And so for the top 24, we've already gone over 17, and we have two more tiers left. This next tier is filled with Andy Dalton, Marcus Mariota, Nick Foles, and Colin Kaepernick. And, I mean, pretty much this tier, you want to stay away from these guys because you don't know what you're going to get with them.
Each week, they can put up different numbers. You have no idea. And then you have Mariota, who's kind of, well, no one really knows.
Yeah, and this is pretty much the best of the worst. So if you're sitting there in two quarterback leagues and one of these guys is still there for your second quarterback, the best you can do is Andy Dalton, because he's been two seasons ago, he was a number three fantasy quarterback, and that was when he had all his weapons, AJ Green, Marvin Jones, and now he has them back fully healthy and a pretty good tight end in Tyler Eifert. So I like Andy Dalton this season, but when it comes to Mariota, Foles, and Kaepernick, I do not trust them. So try to get two quarterbacks before this tier. Try to get two of those top 17 quarterbacks or Andy Dalton.
Yeah, I'm worried about Kaepernick. I don't want any part of him. I'm worried about the whole 49ers offense in general. What do you think?
Yeah, because some people are saying Kaepernick has the best weapons. Kaepernick is improving every single season. However, I don't see Kaepernick continuing that improvement this year. He's in a new coach, new system, and his weapons aren't improving. Torrey Smith, all he can do is run deep. And
Bolden's getting older.
Bolden's old man river out there. And Vernon Davis just completely disappeared last season. They lost Frank Gore, the only consistent person in their offense. And so I don't like Kaepernick at all this season, which is probably why he's this low in our rankings. And so,
oh no, Jordy Nelson's limping off the field, watching a game here, Green Bay versus Steelers. I hope that's nothing serious.
Oh wow!
Well, let's just assume it's a torn ACL. Aaron Rodgers, you gonna knock him down?
No, because like I said earlier, there's only three people in the league that makes weapons. Rodgers is one of them. It's Rodgers, Brady, and Manning. So even if Nelson's gone, it does hurt, but I still think someone will step up.
Well, he's walking off on his own power, so it looks like he'll be okay. We'll get some news and updates soon from it when we hear something. We'll let you know. So the last tier there, What do we have?
Last here, the last three quarterbacks, 22, 23, and 24, we have Joe Flacco, Derek Carr, and Alex Smith. And so with that, Flacco, we just have them, we have these people so low because the people in front of them, we just see having better fantasy seasons. And more more potential. Flacco and Smith, they could have good regular seasons. They could lead their team to the playoffs. But fantasy potential and fantasy stats, they're this low. Flacco, he's never been a, I've never been a big guy for Flacco. He has a big arm and stuff, but that offense, they run a lot. And, well, Mark Trestman could rejuvenate his fantasy numbers, but I don't see it happening. And with Alex Smith and Derek Carr starting to get more weapons. And he had a pretty good rookie season, fantasy-wise. And so I can see him doing better this season. I can see him putting up anywhere between 25 and 30 touchdowns. He threw 21 last year, and he missed a few games. And so I like Derek Carr's potential. It's just going to be if the offensive line can give him time to throw the ball. And then Alex Smith, he is what he is. He just is what he is. He's not that good, but he'll give you
the ball past 20 yards.
He'll give you viable weeks during a bye week or something like that with a good matchup.
Let me just put it this way. If you're having to draft Alex Smith, your team is not in a good way.
Yes. Definitely agree with that.
What about RG3? Are you even touching him? Do you believe in RG3? Will he keep his job this year?
I hope he doesn't keep his job this year because he has not looked good in preseason. Kirk Cousins has obviously outplayed him. Even Colt McCoy has outplayed him.
Yeah.
And so I do not like RG3. I'd stay away from him. Do not draft him. I repeat, do not draft RG3 this year. And so that's going to be it for our quarterbacks, though, 1 through 24. So, like I said, you want to stay, or if Rodgers and Luck is there in the mid-second round, pick them up. If not, you can wait a few more rounds and solidify your lineup and then go with someone like Drew Brees or Matt Ryan, or even wait a few more rounds and go with someone like Eli Manning or Ryan Tannehill. So there's plenty of good quarterbacks out there. There's at least about 11 or 12 solid quarterbacks that I do not mind starting week in and week out. So you want to get one of those top 10 or 11 quarterbacks.
Yeah, I'm just going where what's there for me in the second and third round. Like I said, if the top talent's there and it's too much of a question mark, if I'm not too worried about them, I'm going to go ahead and go QB in the second or third, late second. And then if not, if there's good talent there, I'll wait on QB, and I don't mind picking up a Romo or an Eli or a Tannehill. And then later on in a lot of my leagues, I see myself getting Sam Bradford or Carson Palmer or Brady and having them playing matchups with them.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't agree more. In a few hours, we have our draft. We have a draft that we go to, and last year I won it because I waited until about the sixth round or seventh round, actually, and I picked Matt Ryan. So the first few rounds, I got people such as Demaryius Thomas, Antonio Brown, Jimmy Graham, a decent running back, and that's all I needed. And I was able to trade for Marshawn Lynch, and I had Matt Ryan starting the whole year, and I ended up winning and won 13 out of 14 games in the regular season. So you can win with a subpar quarterback such as Matt Ryan, those that are in the bottom of the upper tiers. And so you can wait on a quarterback.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, let's get into our mailbag.
Okay, mailbag. Here we go.
Okay, let's look at Elliot's question today. He wants to know about Josh Hill. Where will you end up this year?
Okay, for me, I'm going to stay away from Josh Hill this season just because he's going to be splitting time with Benjamin Watson. Watson's the one is the tight end getting all the praise and hype and training camp and through the preseason games. He caught a touchdown yesterday. Hill is nowhere to be found. I just like Watson better than Hill because Drew Brees likes Watson better than Hill. And so Brees wants that for sure thing, that consistency that Watson can give that Hill cannot since Graham left. So I'm going to stay away from Hill. I'm not going to draft him in the top 10 or even the top 20 of tight ends this season.
I see Hill getting 70% of the snaps and Watson getting to 30%. I can tell you somebody who is going in the same round who I like a lot better, and that's Tyler Eifert, 6'6", monster target in Cincinnati. I think he's really going to do good and outperform his ranking.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Instead of Josh Hill, Elliott, go look for people such as Tyler Eifert, such as a Jordan Cameron, who could really give you top 7 tight end numbers, who's going in the same round as Josh Hill.
Okay, second question from Elliot. He wants to know about who to take number one overall in a keeper league. Okay, and he suggests Andrew Luck. And for me, Andrew Luck is definitely the number one guy to take there. Eddie Lacy, Le'Veon Bell, Dez Bryant, Julio Jones, and Odell Beckham are all guys that should go the top five, top six. What about you? Personally, I'm going Luck at number one. And honestly, number two, I'm probably going Odell Beckham because receivers are going to give you longer careers. Running backs get hurt and give you about four or five really, really good years. But those receivers are going to put up 8 to 9, 10 great years. What do you think?
Yeah, it definitely depends on how long you can keep these players and so forth like that. But yeah, Andrew Luck is definitely going to have to be number one. Even maybe Aaron Rodgers, because quarterbacks play until they can play good, as Brady and Breeze and Manning have shown us, until their late 30s. So Rodgers still has four or five good solid years left in him. And
let's say your pick four, Lacy, Bell, and Luck are off the board. Who are you going to get after as Julio, Odell, or Dez Bryant? Who are you going to pick?
Honestly, I'm going to say you can't go wrong with either one of those three, I believe. But me, I personally would go Odell Beckham, just because this dude put up wide receiver one numbers in 12 games last season. He finished the number four receiver through 12 games. And so he's a monster receiver. Targets are going to be flying his way. And so I really like Odell Beckham. But like I said, you can't go wrong with Julio or Bryant. But
Odell Beckham's a lot younger. I think Dez and Julio are both 26, 27.
Yeah.
So you're going to get more mileage out of Odell Beckham. Let's go on to our next question from David.
Well, I want to say one more thing.
Go ahead.
Elliot, so like me and Coach Giles have said, you want to go Luck or Rodgers if you can, and then go Lacy or Bell, or Lacy, go a running back. And then if those are taken, Odell Beckham, Julio Jones, Dez Bryant.
Yeah, any of the other running backs, Lynch, Charles, they're just a little too old for me and for keeper leagues. I like all these young studs better. Okay. Let's go on with David's question. He wants to know whose stock is up and down during this preseason so far.
Okay, whose stock went up? I'm going to give you four names. I'm going to give you Nelson Agholor, a receiver for the Eagles. That dude has looked pretty good during preseason so far. He took a bad, super bad pass from Mark Sanchez in week one and took it all the way to the house. So I really like Agholor. It shows he's going to be targeted throughout the year.
I have him in my dynasty league. I picked him up early in the summer. I'm so excited about him.
Oh, yeah. And the same for me goes for Amir Abdullah. I love the guy. I love the running back. I know he's known Barry Sanders like they're hyping him up to be, but he is quick and he can make people miss. Reminds me of LeSean McCoy when it comes to making people miss. And LeSean McCoy's had a pretty good 4 to 5 year run. So look for Amir Abdullah to get a lot of rushes this season. Who knows, he may surprise us and even be the number one back for the Lions before season starts.
Okay, Coach, who else do you see? Whose stock's going up?
I'm seeing Brandon Cooks, who obviously we've already talked about at the beginning. We love this guy. He's going to collect a lot of targets in that offense, and he's going to be the number one guy for Drew Brees now. And also a quarterback that's rising, Ryan Tannehill, like we said at the beginning too, he's just having a phenomenal preseason, and he has all those weapons. Not to mention, Devontae Parker's not even back for him, who he will also have week one, along with Kenny Stills. So love Tannehill's status and stock is rising. So whose stock is going down, Coach Giles?
All right, I definitely have Cam Newton, obviously, with the injury, and then Melvin Gordon hasn't looked good on a single carry this year.
Yeah, he really hasn't.
You don't want to overreact to preseason, but you want to see something out of these rookies. This is their first time on the field, and I don't think he's had a run over 4 yards yet.
Yeah, he's being indecisive, and so we were hoping to see something more from him this week in the preseason game, but he didn't even play, and so that really hurts. It's going to drop him a round or two for me in my rankings. And so thanks, David, for the question. That's who's trending up and who's trending down in the preseason so far. Let's go to John now for the last question of the night. Who's the three or four tight ends you would suggest in the later rounds of the draft after you pass up on people such as Gronk and Graham?
Okay, in the later rounds, Tyler Eifert, for sure, who we mentioned earlier, and my sleeper, if you listen to the last podcast, Owen Daniels, I think he's going to do really, really good, although it might be a little too late because ADP is going around eighth in the eighth round. So What about Kyle Rudolph? You said him. Round 12, he's going.
Oh, yeah. Rudolph, the red zone tight end. Remember that. He's going to score touchdowns this year. I know touchdowns is hard to predict, but I'm telling you, Rudolph's going to score at least 7 touchdowns this season.
Yeah. And then my last one, I'll probably go Kobe Fleener, who's going round 13. I think Kobe Fleener is going to outperform. You can get a lot of value there at the end of the draft for sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Anytime, I mean, the Colts have two good solid tight ends and Fleener and Allen, and anytime one of them goes down, the other's stats fly up. So I mean, Fleener's a good person to get very late in the draft. And so,
okay guys, that has been the QB rankings podcast. You can tweet us at @_fantasycoaches with your fantasy questions. Follow us there. You can email us at fantasyfootballcoaches@yahoo.com. we will email you a cheat sheet of the QBs, receivers, tight ends,
running backs, defenses, everything.
Okay, and then on Instagram, the same thing, Fantasy Football Coaches, @FantasyFootballCoaches. We're on Instagram as well, taking questions and replying to the people.
Yes, and also don't forget, we will be on iTunes very, very soon, so you can just, if you have an iTunes account, just go and listen to us.
Within the week, Fantasy Football Coaches podcast. It'll be on iTunes within the week.
Yep, and so stay tuned for the next episode. We're going to be talking about our top fantasy running backs. You don't want to miss that.
And running back strategy, when to draft them, and this trendy thing going on called the zero running back.
Yeah, you're going to want to know what that is. And so stay tuned. Thanks for listening. Fantasy Football Coaches Podcast.
All right, you guys take it easy.